Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
There is a myth among some people that persists even to this day, that the last teeth to appear in our mouth, which are commonly known as wisdom teeth, make us wise. But they're called wisdom teeth because they appear in our mouth in our late teens or in our early 20s, when we are somewhat more mature and perhaps we have more wisdom. But as we know, that is just not the case with many of us. In fact, we know that our experiences and our knowledge and our ability to apply these things to our lives do not always result in wise decisions. And many times we don't make the right decisions, no matter how old we are, or whether we have those wisdom teeth in our mouth anymore. And as we come to the 13th section of Psalm 119, as we come to verse 97 through verse 104, we come to a section that is entitled Mem in Hebrew, the 13th letter in the Hebrew alphabet, a word which speaks of a fountain of water rising up from an underground spring, just as the wisdom of God rises up from His word and overflows in our lives. And despite what many people believe today, the fact is that true wisdom, real wisdom, godly wisdom comes from God alone. It comes from His word. It comes from Christ, who is the living word. And so, in verse 97, the psalmist says, O Lord, how I dearly love your law above all things. Your word, your instruction to me, is the joy of my heart. It's the joy of my life. It is the joy of my soul. And I'm amazed. I stand in awe that the God of the universe would speak to me through His word. Yes, even to me. Therefore, what else can I do? I long to obey your word to me. No matter what I'm doing in the course of my day, no matter how busy I may be, I'm never too busy for your word to be my meditation, he says. Siach in Hebrew. It is on my mind all day long. It is a never-ending fountain of refreshment for my soul. Your commandments, what you have prescribed to me in your word, is the way in which I'm to live, the way I am in which I'm to live my life for you, makes me wiser and more discerning and more enlightened than even my enemies, than even those who are hostile towards me. In the Word of God, we see what others cannot see. We see things with the mind of Christ, so we can act wisely with the wisdom of God, with His Word as our guide. He teaches us how to handle those difficult situations that we face, situations that we may face every day of our lives. For the teaching of your word, the psalmist cries out in verse 98, is forever. And so it is forever mine. So by your Spirit, I can draw upon your word in every situation of life. And so he adds in verse 99, I have more insight. Sahel in Hebrew. I have more understanding. I have more sense than all of my teachers who do not know you, who do not know your word, who do not love you, who do not obey your word, but who only have the wisdom of this world to draw upon. For your testimonies, eduth, he says, your advice to me, your warnings to me are strong, but they are my meditation. They keep me on the right path. They keep me on the path of life for all of my life. And so he says in verse 100, as the years go by, I understand more than many of the aged, many who have lived for a long time, but who are not wise except in their own minds, in their own estimation of themselves. But I have wisdom, the psalmist says. Why? Because, he says, I have observed your precepts, not ser in Hebrew. I've guarded your word by my obedience to your word, the word that you have entrusted to me. So though the way of sin may look inviting at times, I have restrained my feet, he says. I've restrained my feet from every evil way. For your word tells me that in the end, it is the way of death. Instead, I diligently seek to keep your word. And though the road is narrow, though at times it is full of difficulty, and at times I must travel that road alone, except for you by my side, but still, the psalmist says, I have not turned away from your ordinances, from what is right and what is good. For you yourself have taught me these things. Yes, honey is sweet, he says in verse 103. But how sweet are your words to my taste. Yes, your word is sweeter than honey to my mouth as I feed upon your word to me each day. And so your word has greatly affected my life. And as I have spoken your word to other people, it has greatly affected their lives as well. And from your precepts, I get understanding, he says, bin in Hebrew. I get wisdom. I get the truth. Therefore, the psalmist concludes in verse 104, I can identify the lies that are all around me. I know the difference between the truth and a lie. And so I hate every false way, shaker in Hebrew. With all that is within me, I despise the deception of those who speak lies and who live in the lie of unbelief and who are themselves deceived by the lies of the enemy. And so they defile your holy name. Your word gives me wisdom to discern what is precious and what is worthless. What leads to eternal life and what leads to eternal punishment. Wisdom is not found in our teeth. It is not found anywhere else except in your word. Wisdom is found in the living word. It is found in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.